You are listening to the audio production of Christ-Centered Conflict Resolution, A Guide for Turbulent Times, by Tony Marita, published by B&H Publishing Group. This book is read by Josh Childs. To the members of Imago Dei Church, a joyful community of believers on mission together, you are a joy to pastor. I dedicate this book to you. Introduction. As the 2020 coronavirus sweeps through the globe, we currently have 9 people and 2 dogs living in our house during the stay-at-home order. That's me, my wife, 5 kids, 1 house guest, and 1 nephew around the dinner table each night. The dogs are under the table. So when I was asked to write a book on conflict resolution, my first thought was, write one. I need one. The goal of having peaceful relationships requires biblical wisdom, prayer, and a heart filled with adoration for Jesus Christ, who has shown us reconciling love. I hope this little book can help provide you with gospel truth and holy motivations for maintaining peace in your relationships, whether they be in your home, your neighborhood, your ministry, or otherwise. I hope that it will encourage you to seek the Spirit's help, and that it will help captivate your heart with the loveliness of the Prince of Peace, who has given us the power and pattern for how to love others. Pastoral. Numerous Christian books on conflict resolution exist, but many are quite long and very step-oriented. I'm not opposed to long books or to books with a lot of steps. In fact, I have benefited greatly from some of them. But my goal here is simply to focus your attention on the grace of Jesus as revealed in Scripture and to apply key biblical texts to your situation. I'm a pastor, not a professional counselor, so I'm not delving into certain aspects of conflict resolution, nor am I treating extreme cases of abuse and lawbreaking. Some issues are beyond the scope of this little book. I'm writing as if you're in my church and you're coming to me because your wife or husband or roommate or friend or coworker or kids or neighbors are driving you bananas. Perhaps because you're spending more time than normal together, or perhaps because some other trial is testing your relationship. I want to give you some important passages to consider and apply. I'm also writing with the burden that Christians be known for peace and compassion in this current hostile and tribal context in which we live. I'm writing because our faith is not a doctrine-only faith, but a doctrine-embodied faith, lived out in healthy relationships. It's truly remarkable how many passages in the New Testament speak about relationships. I told someone recently that if we invited the Apostle John to preach at our church, he very well may preach something as basic as love one another. We need to recover an emphasis on loving relationships, especially among certain groups that sadly are known for infighting, maneuvering, gossiping, and alienating people. I would love to see a reconciliation movement among Christians. Christ-centered. I suppose some of you picked up this book because of the conflict resolution part of the title, but please don't overlook the Christ-centered part of the title. I affirm the idea that when superior affection for Christ dominates a person's heart, it will affect one's entire life, including one's relationships. The importance of a person's affections is not hard to illustrate because we see human beings living out of their loves, desires, affections all the time. The parent says to 16-year-old Rico, "Hey son, please take a shower," but he's not interested. "Rico, would you use some deodorant, please?" He's not into that either. "Hey Rico, how about some cologne? Just a little dab will do you well." "Nah." "Rico, would you want to wash my car?" Forget about that idea too. Or, "Rico, you should get a job." No thanks, he would rather play video games or scroll through his social media feeds. But remarkably, all of this changes when something miraculous happens. Rico gets a girlfriend. When he gets a new love, then you don't have to tell him to take a shower, get a job, or wash the car. He wants to. Once Rico's affections are engaged, his behavior follows. And likewise, when a person cultivates deep affections for Jesus, everything changes. Use of money, time, internet browsing, and how one treats others. When a person
Sample complete. Ready to continue?